This Monday, January 15th, is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a day designated for us to recognize and reflect on the work that Dr. King did regarding civil rights and equality in America. It's also sad how, even today, there are those who think of Dr. King as the racists and bigots did back in the 50s and 60s. They discount his leadership and certainly just cause, and instead do what they can to tear down the man. A man is exactly who Dr. King was, not a deity by any stretch of the imagination. And as we are told in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let's examine the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to see how it represents the will as well as the word of God. Speaking of words, what's one of the first words that comes to mind when I say Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? How about overcomer? Because he certainly was that. He was arrested, thrown into jail. His home was targeted with Molotov cocktails, among other things. Police attacked Dr. King and his followers with everything from clubs to police dogs to high-pressure fire hoses. At any point, did Dr. King tell those with him that they should just give up, go home, riding home in the back of the bus? Nope. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. overcame all of that. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Reading here, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." We've certainly grown accustomed to people in various levels of a spotlight stepping forward with words but failing to back them up with works. That cannot be said of Dr. King. As the saying goes, Dr. King talked the talk and walked the walk. Here's what Jesus says about righteous work in John chapter 14, verse 12. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Dr. King's work was done in peace, not by conflict, which results in diverting attention from the cause. This is what we read in James chapter 1, verse 20. "For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." The demand for justice and equality by Dr. King was certainly the cornerstone of his work, when you realize it took about 100 years for slavery to be abolished and just the start of an organized effort to bring about civil rights for all in America to even begin, these verses may help you better understand why the mountain was so high. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 15, we find this: "It is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity." Staying in Proverbs this time, chapter 28, verse 5, "Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all." And in Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, Jesus addresses those who want their token efforts to be seen as a full support for justice. Jesus speaking, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone." Long after slavery was abolished in America, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. worked to make as many people as possible aware of the fact that slavery did still exist. It was not a slavery brought about by physical chains, but instead by the chains of unrighteous laws, locked doors preventing fair and equal access. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 awakens the faithful on the way this slavery is unjust. "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was struck down by an assassin's bullet. It was an act of anger, an act of hatred meant to silence Dr. King and extinguish the fire that he had set of giving light to the darkness in our nation. It was an act on behalf of Satan. What Satan and that assassin were ignorant of was that you cannot silence truth or erase it as a desire of everyone. Let's end with 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, "For we could do nothing against the truth, but for the truth." And finally, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19, "The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment."